I was late.
Wait for
Super
the beep.
Super late?
You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number. You gotta
wait for
the beep.
The beep.
Nobody's home.
Nobody's home. Nobody's home.
Nobody's home. Nobody's home.
Man, I miss novelty voice messages you could get on cassette sent to you in the mail.
That's a good commercial.
That commercial was great. I once didn't get a job because a guy did not like my novelty voicemail message.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Was it hilarious or was it
No, it
the
was
old...
just me being a jerk.
Those are my least favorite.
I think Eric and
hello?
I were out of town for some long
hello?
Period of time.
Yeah.
So my message was just, you know, we're here, we're just ignoring you. You know, if we like you, we'll call you back later. And he just left a message saying, you know, like I said, we were out of town for like a week straight. And I got back and he just left a message like, well, that's the kind of tone you're going to have on this. I'm not hiring you. Like, oh, okay. Fine then.
Yeah, that job sucked anyway.
Jerk. Have a sense of humor, you old man. Turn her into century.
What?
Great. Sorry, I'm still stuck on turn it into century. I'm trying to think of a clue that I can get that in there somehow. What happens at the turn of the century?
The sale of the century?
Oh, I got something.
Does sale of the century hold up, Craig?
The movie or the TV show?
The game show.
Ooh, I bet not. I have not seen it for a really long time.
Neither have I. In my mind, it was great.
That was,
but I think I'm wrong.
Who said that? It was not Wink Martindale. It was... It's not Bob Eubanks.
No, I thought it was the dude who did Whammy, Whammy, Whammy. But it was called Press Your Luck.
Yeah, no. Maybe the first time Press Your Luck came on.
Yeah, who did that? What's that guy's name?
Is that Kennedy? No, that's not Kennedy.
Peter something?
Yeah. Peter, not Peter, 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 go, Bo, Peter, I don't know. Jim Perry hosted
did,
Sail the Century.
Did Sail the Century?
Yeah.
Or
from 83 to 89.
Okay.
We also had Joe Garagiola from 71 to 74. Jack Kelly from 69 to 71.
Open the channel.
Oh, man, dude, I forgot about her. One of the co-hosts was Summer Bartholomew. I remember her.
I know that name.
It's Summer Bartholomew.
Yeah, you can't forget that name.
Yeah.
Wait, why is that name so familiar?
Because she was a game show host.
No, the host of the Sail of the Century, the...
Jim Perry?
Garagiola.
Joe Garagiola was a baseball player.
Hmm.
Played
I'm
nine seasons,
else.
Played for the Cardinals, the Pirates, the New York
who was
Giants.
Who was the CEO of Penthouse then?
That's Bob Guccione.
Maybe I'm confusing the two.
They are not the same person.
No.
However, they're no Summer Bartholomew. What else was she in?
I don't know. Did you open the channel?
Yes, I did.
Okay, who was first?
And not a clue. I looked away.
Let's see. She won Miss USA in 1975.
Nobody joined like immediately, and then I looked away, and then there were like five people in here.
Ooh, Ian. She was the 1973 winner of the Miss Heineken title. Then won Miss California, and then Miss USA, and then competed at Miss Universe.
Wow.
And she was second runner-up. She lost
at Miss Universe?
Yeah, she lost to Anne-Marie Potamo of Finland.
No way, I didn't know if Finn won Miss Universe.
Then she was a judge for Miss USA from 77 to 82. She was briefly on, she was on Wheel of Fortune before Vanna.
What?
Yeah, in 1982. And yeah, her big hit stuff was in Sail Century in 84. There you go. Sail of the Century.
Of the Century.
Yeah, she has an IMDb link.
What? Did you follow her IMDb link so you could see Love is Forever?
She was on the Mike Douglas Show. The second annual People's Choice Awards in 1976.
Wow.
Yes, Love is Forever, 1983, with Michael Landon. And Priscilla Presley. Well, there you go.
Craig, we're like 3 minutes deep.
Whew.
Light this candle already.
Going down a rabbit hole in Summer Bartholomew here. All right, let's start this party with a bang. True Believers, welcome to the 170th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where you can learn almost nothing about MPQ and a lot about Summer Bartholomew. Hey, that rhymed, and I didn't even try to make that happen. Man, I am a genius. I'm Wooly One. You can call me Craig. With me, we got Ray. We got Ian. They're KS72 and Stinky Beat 15. Hi.
Hello.
Woohoo!
Isn't that supposed to be you're a poet and you don't even know it?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. This is the week of December 5th through the 12th of the 2018s. Let's see. The boring things, Deadpool Daily Land. It's a blue hood, black Doc Ock, yellow sleeves, black BDSM, blue battery, purple fist, red rags, and a purple Kamala Khan's.
If you don't know anything about this game, that list is ridiculous.
For any 5-day 4-star crash!
I can't do the sound. I'm laughing.
I blame Samurai of the Titan. The last we spoke, it was Cyclops was going down. Ian, did you win that one?
I don't know. Is that still happening?
No, that was this was days and days ago.
No, I haven't skipped it for that many days in a row, have I?
It was on the 29th. It is passed.
I should have, but I didn't play. I've been going through some dark times, guys. I didn't want to talk about it on air, but
all right.
Most of my Marvel Puzzle Quest has been playing the 1-star version of Deadpool Daily and then turning off the game. just enough to not get yelled at by my alliance, and that's that. I have not gone any further.
You've been playing a lot of that Willy Wonka game, haven't you?
It's too much no fun. I can't stop.
I'm on like level like 76, 77, something like that.
Did you get to that part where you have to win like 6 missions in a row to unlock Charlie?
Oh, no, I'm not that far. I can unlock Charlie?
Well, you get a golden ticket, and then you have to win like 6 stages in a row without losing, or else it resets you back to 1. But I think you get to unlock Charlie or something.
Oh, no, I'm not
that far.
You
haven't gotten the golden ticket yet?
No.
Oh, you need to...
I just, like, got the Wonkatania from being, like, submerged and stuff.
Oh, okay. It's shortly after that.
Okay.
Sorry, I hide out in the bathroom a lot so that I can have private time at home.
Sure.
So I find myself...
That didn't used to work.
...playing that occasion. What's that?
I said that didn't used to work because your son would just barge in anyway.
No, but now I got 2 bathrooms.
Yeah, that didn't stop it from barging anyway.
Now I got 2 bathrooms, living the life.
All right. Starting yesterday is now Rouge. Did you play with Rouge?
Still no, dude.
No.
Didn't you just hear my last story?
Yes. Sure I did. I totally pay attention to what happens in your life.
I'm really disappointed that I missed out on an probably easy win with Cyclops.
Yeah.
Was it 4-star Cyclops versus Hulkbuster or 3-star Cyclops?
4-star Cyclops.
Okay. I don't know. Oh, no. You just get to you get to fight 3-stars occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ray,
did
you win with Rogue?
In fact, I did. It was a lot harder than I thought. I spent half of that battle stunned and the other half slowly whittling him down. And
you didn't just explode?
No, I couldn't get it. I couldn't get any AP, like none.
Oh.
So eventually I won with like 1,400 hit points left. I assumed I was going to get killed, but pulled it out.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of green. You know, I switched into gloves off and then I exploded. And that was that.
Sure.
Coming up number next on the 9th is The Thing versus a guy in a graphic that we have no idea who that guy in the graphic is. Besides somehow he's Johnny Storm.
Yeah, true story. I still can't figure it out. I have no idea who that guy is.
All right, it's Richard Hammond, but why is Richard Hammond Johnny Storm?
Why is he the Human Torch?
Because he wrecks cars and goes into fireballs?
That seems logical.
I mean, he
did his car catch on fire?
Oh,
while he was driving
because
it?
He's saying that Jim Hammond was the original Human Torch. Boy, that's a stretch right there, buddy. That's rough. That's like some connection I would make in my brain, and I feel sorry for you. So that should be an easy win. Think of punch somebody to death.
Let me check. It's a maybe. I could probably pump some more levels into him and stand a much better chance.
Hey, great. You
3, 4, 5 should be more than enough thing to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's one punch away.
Yeah.
One punch man right there. Yeah, see? You punch him in the face, see? Yeah.
You're never going to take me alive, Human Torch.
Storyland. Venom Bomb's going down. No, I'm skipping Deadpool. Deadpool Versus is still running. That ends real quick. That'll get you 3 Doc Ocks, a Prowler, 30 CP, Eddie Venoms, and Doom. That's followed up by Venom Bomb, which gets you three more Doom, Eddie Venom, the CP. Top 50 is, I don't know, some guy with a sword. I had no idea who it was. And then 51 to 400 is Beast. You also have like a day left on your shield training with Prowler. So get as much of that done as you can. I got like four of them done. That was pretty exciting.
Four? The four fights on the bottom?
I got three of them done.
Okay. That's, I got two, so that's more believable.
Yeah, I got three of them done. So that was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I'll see. In PvP land, reality season still chunking along. Right now it is Fist Bump, starring Danny Rand, the Immortal Iron Fist, the Defender of Kunlun, and star of not one, not two, but like three canceled TV shows. That will get you a three-star fist, then a four-star fist. The CP, top 10 folks get Hulkbuster, and an 11 to 50 is Punisher. I don't ever remember having an event where you got both the three-star and the four-star of the same person as rewards. I'm sure it's happened. I just don't remember it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Hmm.
Meh.
Yeah, moving now. Yeah, see? We're just not going to get away with this thing. It's Cagney, see? Yeah. Yeah, dirty rat. All right, over in the Superhero Showdown! Last week, we had, on one side, Andromeda, fishy-smelling lady. On the other side, we had Ronan the Accuser. Let me guess, Ray, Ronan the Accuser was the winner.
Well, I mean, way to cut to the chase there, but, I mean, we got a ton of comments this week, so I want to go through the different comments. Ooh, about the showdown. Right.
Gimme, gimme.
So the first comment was, done a bit of research, because I'm a big old nerd. Ronan severely outclasses Andromeda in almost every way, but he also has one glaring weakness. Andromeda gets the win because of it. I think the pressures of the ocean combined with Andromeda's assault manages to damage the suit, ultimately defeating him. Another comment was that change... I didn't count this one. Change it to be which fighter could beat up Craig first. In this case, it would be Ronan. Ronan would demolish Craig in the fastest every single time.
What a crazy, unnecessary twist.
I'm pretty sure Andromeda could probably, you know, whoop me pretty hard too, to be honest with you.
People are having fantasies about beating up Craig. I don't know what's going on.
That's living Ian's life.
Another person said Andromeda is super strong when in water, knows a lot about biochemistry, so that's going to give her an edge if she has Batman's belt pack on, which she doesn't, so Ronan will break her in half. Really all boils down to whether Andromeda thinks to challenge Ronan to a dance-off.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to swing a hammer underwater? It's a fool's errand.
Did you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?
Yes.
It's really freaking great.
Other comments, Andromeda who? Ronan's hammer will squish that fish. As much as I love a contrarian argument, there is none to be made here. Andromeda gets accused right upside the head. And another one for Andromeda, though, because it's in her element and Ronan can be distracted by a simple dance-off. Under the sea, they have a lot of crustacean bands who know
the sea.
What kind of dance will befuddle Ronan down there. However,
there's lots of other words to that song that I've never seen. Under the sea.
78% Ronan wins by 50 some points. 52 points? Something like that.
All right.
78% Ronan is the winner. Thanks, everyone, for voting. Appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. So this week, in the Octa Kai Decagon, in corner number 7, coming at you straight out of the Old West, we have Shooting Star. In corner number, I don't know, 17. Why not? Comes a whole fleet of people. It's Freedom Force.
In corners number 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24.
It's only got 18 sides.
The Freedom Force. I don't know. Am I going first? And then you're going to tell me how you could possibly win?
Yes.
All right. So Freedom Force is a whole slew of previous Brotherhood of Evil Mutants and other people, including Mystique, Avalanche, Blob, Crimson Commando, Pyro, Spider-Woman for some weird reason. I don't even know why. Super Saber, Stonewall, and Spiral. So, I don't know. I attacked you from every possible corner using my powers and hope you can't shoot me all.
Wasn't Super Saber one of the World War II, like, murder grandpas? Like, he was, like, this really old dude left over from World War II who, like, just liked to murder people?
From my memory, yes. He's a really dorky-looking. He's got, like, one of those old-timey flight helmets, like, made out of leather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not counting on him, but I think I'm just going to have Blob run at you and run you over. And if that doesn't work, then everybody else can attack.
Okay. can Blob move?
Nothing stops the Blob.
Nothing moves the Blob.
Yeah.
Come on. Let me have my fun.
Not even Blob moves the Blob. He can just stand there in one place forever.
So.
He weighs a metric ton.
I don't suppose everybody you just listed is vulnerable to bullets, are they?
I don't think the Blob is. That's why I want him to go first.
Blob is totally vulnerable to bullets.
I thought they bounced off his skin.
His skin's not that good. He's just a big fat guy.
Yeah, you sure?
No.
I feel like he could... Yeah, well, again, to the best of my knowledge, Shooting Star and or...
I'll be your Shooting Star.
Victoria
no
Star.
No matter who you are.
Amongst her lists of powers are, she's a lady who's pretty good with a revolver.
She's a lady.
End of powers.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's
and at one point, she invented a special belt so that her partner, the Texas Twisters Twisters, wouldn't make her dizzy. So she is hard to make dizzy, and she owns a gun.
Well, you know, the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun.
I don't need my full minute this week. It's not so good.
Oh, no. All right, Ian. Yes, his skin is able to absorb the impact of rifle bullets, cannonballs, bazookas, and torpedoes. For all those water fights he's in where he's getting hit by torpedoes.
Against Andromeda.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what about his eye? What if I shoot him in the eye?
Then I think you got to watch out for Pyro.
Yeah, and probably.
I don't know. Mystique always carries guns on her. She's probably going to be dangerous. Spider-Man. I mean, this is ridiculous. I know we're doing it randomly, but I've got a dozen supervillains.
Right.
She's got pistols that can knock you unconscious. And she calls phones a friend, and the Texas Twister shows up.
He does not show up. You cannot.
And then you are in trouble, Freedom Forest, once the Texas Twister gets here.
Yeah, true.
All right, fine. It doesn't sound like it's good for the good old Shooting Star.
Yeah, things are not looking optimistic for Shooting Star, but we'll see.
All right.
If you vote, make it count, and tell us how the win happens.
And then thank Battlecry for sponsoring that. Battlecry.
Battlecry.
Kind of like Battle Cat, but not really. More like Spoon. In news, hey, people were supposed to get some CP and did not. That's sad times.
Whoa. What's up with that?
So...
Can I get some?
When people were making purchases of the Logan's Loonies that are currently on sale...
Yeah.
Sometimes their Alliance members were not getting that CP.
Mm.
That will be fixed any second now.
Okay.
So don't
yeah, that's
despair.
A pretty sweet deal. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pass that up. Double...
Hero points?
Hero points yeah. is... Yeah, double hero points is pretty tempting.
Yeah, I hope you spend a lot of money. Why don't you do that?
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm running low on command points.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's only on the Logan's Loonies.
Yeah, and
yeah,
one.
Well, that'll give me one.
Right, and one. Like, the option is not there to spend a lot of money is what I'm telling you. I am able to spend $19.99 one time.
But that'll get me one CP now, won't it?
Yeah.
It's one more than what I got right now.
That's true.
Hey, there's a new support. Called Whoa. The Tinkerer.
Oh.
Equip
two villains. Is he involved some way with the Prowler?
I'm sure.
Okay.
So, perk one. When the supported character fires a power, there is a 65% chance of creating a strength 551 strength tile. Rank three. While they are invisible, the supported character's powers deal an additional 4,180 damage to enemies. What villains go invisible?
You asked it too fast. I don't know.
All right.
Is Prowler a villain?
Yes.
Well, he goes invisible?
Well, yes, besides the obvious one. Are there any other ones? Everybody else is like a hero, right? The duck goes invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Professor invisible X goes invisible. Sue Storm goes invisible. Agent
Ghost.
Venom goes invisible.
There you go.
Did you say Professor X?
Blue Wolf.
I forgot she was a person.
Yep, me too.
Yeah. She's in this game, huh?
Yes, sir.
The level 5 perk at the start of the battle, there's an 80% chance you will gain 6 black AP.
Ooh.
Nice for Vulture. Then he can immediately just take off.
Right.
There is a Prowler synergy. When you match a fortified enemy strike, attack, or projectile, deal 456 damage and fortify 2 friendly tiles. That's real good, because you're trying to match those things away anyway. Do a little bit of damage, fortify your own stuff.
Grinch asked, doesn't one of the Venoms go invisible? I don't think so. The Agent Venom...
Yeah, Agent Venom goes invisible.
No, doesn't he make his cohorts go invisible, but he's still visible?
Oh, maybe.
I think so. Hmm. Yeah, see, Brigby backs me up.
Well, there you go. So team up your Agent Venom with a bunch of villains, give them this thing, and he'll make them go invisible.
There you go.
There you go.
And they'll do more damage.
Exceptionally reliable information.
There's the Tinkerer Store vault going down. Let's see.
Right. Agent that Venom is a hero, but you can team him up with villains, and then when the villains go invisible.
Oh, but you, yeah. And they have that support on them. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Tinker is currently available 4x odds, beginner advanced master packs. The odds of getting a rank 5 support in a master pack is 1 in 27. Sub quotes here, million. 1 in 27 million, because I've never even seen anything that's more than like a 2-star rank support.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I definitely have a 4-star support.
I have 2 3-star supports.
I'll get back to you when I... I'm done doing. Well, I have launched the game because I'm on the ball tonight, but I'm still waiting on like 3 updates before I want to get into anything. So,
all right. Tinkerer Vault, 120 items. It's got a master, 5 advanced, 9 beginner, 1 random 4-star, 14 random 3-stars, 1,693 2-stars. And the Vulture Heroes for Hire is going down, available to all players. 4,800 hero points gets you a black Vulture. 2 Tinker Advanced, 3 Tinker Beginner, 30,000 Red ISO. And the Safari Joe Heroes for Hire for 250 CP gets you 1 Safari Joe, 1 Tinker Master Token, and 3 Tinker Advanced, and 100,000 Red ISO. There you go. New support. Oh, Ian, are you sitting down?
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. All right, I'm sitting down.
All right, we got a new clue.
Uh-oh.
For
a new character?
Notes, 167.
Yes. Okay.
The clue is... Anything for Love.
Meatloaf is coming to this game?
No, but it is clearly, again, Namor, who would do anything for the love of Sue Storm. He would do anything. He would
who also
rise up
can
the oceans,
villains
destroy
invisible.
New York City. Like, he would do whatever it took. Namor.
Skeptical.
Who has a comic, brand new Defenders comic that I just picked up today. Namor, the Defenders number one. Namor. So currently now he's at the Defenders comic, the X-Men comics, and the Avengers comics right now. He is hot. Woo!
Did you just fire off a woo?
I did. You want to be the man? You got to beat the man, and Namor is the man. What do you got? What do you think for Anything for Love?
I don't know. We're getting pretty deep into the Marvel character roster. I mean, not as deep as...
What was the lady who would like love potion Thor? Like Cersei or somebody?
The Enchantress?
Maybe. The Enchantress. Yeah, maybe it's the Enchantress.
I'd be down with that.
I'm sticking with Meatloaf. So follow me here. Meatloaf starred in Fight Club as Bob.
Right?
Yeah.
The rest of his name I'm not saying. But Bob is known in Marvel as Bob, Agent of Hydra. I think we're getting a player character, Agent of Hydra. No?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. I liked it, though.
That's all I got.
The things we do for love.
To the Enchantress. What about that guy who we thought it was last time? Handsome mutton chop villain. From the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
No, he's from the Hellfire Club.
Right. That dude. I don't know who that dude is, but I want to start voting for him when the survey comes around.
It's probably not Mastermind, but...
I got to change up my votes.
All right.
It's never going to be magic, so I'm going to start voting for Mastermind.
So, something important in the news, though.
Yes.
Besides the fact that there's that aforementioned hero point sale going down.
Yeah.
In wave missions, when an enemy power downs one teammate and causes another one to arrive, the newly arriving character will no longer fire their passive powers in response. For example, you're fighting Carnage. He fires symbiote size, downing a teammate, which causes Kamala Khan to show up and immediately firing Bring Out the Best. In response to symbiote size, now it does not. Please note, this affix is specifically for when the enemy team downs their own teammate. So it still doesn't fix the bug where I murder everybody and BDSM Carol shows up, takes no damage, and then shoots me 1,000 times with all the AP that she just got going. Sad times.
All right.
So close. So close.
Man, you got me so happy and then just dashed everything away.
So close. But it fixed half of the problem. For that once in a rare time that the enemies down their own people.
I like when Samurai said finally in all caps and then just struck it out.
They've corrected the behavior where full points would display before the event. Full points were actually full. Oh, all right.
Oh.
The alignment of the tap here circle in tutorial missions has been improved. I didn't know that was a problem.
Well, no. It's been a little while since I've been in the tutorial missions.
Yeah. A couple years.
And didn't you say something about tap here?
Yes.
I've never known. Tap here does not exist in the Steam version. There is no tapping.
I didn't even have tap tap.
You don't ask have tap tap tap. I knew that was coming. Anything in local news?
Nope.
No.
All right. Brandiac
said a couple things, but they weren't actually local news stuff. They were sports things, and I didn't get them, so I just deleted them. Because last time you guys didn't get them either, and...
That's awesome.
Yep.
Seattle's getting a hockey team.
I saw. And you remember how he made fun of the fact that Butt Fumble was back in the league?
Yes, he was started a game.
Then he got in the game? Did you see how he saved a fumble? Pinned it up against his butt. It was awesome. I'm like, man, the butt fumble? Man, that guy knows how to use his butt in football games like nobody else. He fell on the ground, lost control of the football, pinned it up against his own butt with his hands in order to retain possession. Oh, man. And yet still... Colin Kaepernick still does not have a job. I just don't understand.
That's what I was thinking when they showed me the list of people that were like, because, you know, everybody's like, how is Mark Sanchez in a football game right now? They're like, here's a list of people that that they also, you know, did workouts with. And it was like, apparently they picked yet another one from their short list. Mm-hmm. It was like Josh Johnson. It was EJ Manuel. It was like all these. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
That is some scraping.
You don't want a guy who had, like, you know, an MVP, top five MVP season a couple years ago, where he was at least in the MVP running. You don't want that guy.
He's not.
He held down during a flag. We don't want that guy.
He's, in fairness, he's not super good, but compared to this list,
compared
he's probably
to the butt
a little
fumble,
better.
He's amazing. Come on.
I don't know. Sanchez was good in his prime.
He was never good.
Samurai says, Josh Johnson, a dude who has not thrown a pass in a game since 2011.
Yeah, but he will stand up, so infinitely more qualified.
That's right.
Moving on.
Oh, gross, excuse me. That was unprofessional.
You're the worst. Edit.
Sorry, dude.
Radio edit. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the blonde makes Lethal Widow 4.
Word. I think I...
This thing goes to you, Ian.
Yep, I remember. I know where I am. I know what's happening somewhat. So let's talk about Blonde Black Widow,
Bam-a-lam.
The 4-star version. Bam-ba-lam, as it were. Everybody's favorite French maneuvers.
Oh, no. I forgot about this already.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have Samurai lecture me about flaws.
So, black, purple, yellow. Her black costs 8 AP. It's called Lights Out. Stuns the target for one turn. Sometimes it stuns the target for 3 turns. And it's got a passive component that if an enemy is stunned, Black Widow destroys 2 AP in a random enemy color.
Doesn't?
Oh, and she tacks on a little bit of damage eventually, too.
Okay.
And destroys 3 AP eventually, too. So eventually, she's stunning you for 3 turns, destroying 3 AP, and dealing 750 damage. Now, purple, you've got your choice of Falades. Defalade, She can cost 7 purple AP. She creates an invisibility tile. Sometimes she creates 4 invisibility tiles. And the power switches to Enfilade. Let's see what this does. Oh, she destroys her invisibility tiles and destroys 2 enemy special tiles, dealing damage and gaining AP. Sometimes she destroys up to 4 enemy special tiles. Yeah. And for 10 yellow AP, she can do a brush pass and gives a chosen ally a burst of health and puts a 1-turn countdown tile on the board. While the tile is on the board, ally powers cost 1 less AP to fire. She heals you for 3,700 health, powers cost 3 less AP, and it becomes a 4-turn countdown tile.
Now, Ian, have you seen that animation?
Yeah. I don't know about Ian.
What is she giving you? Is that like a pack of cigarettes? Like, I don't even understand what she's
saying. It's a microchip, isn't it? Isn't it a flash drive or a microchip?
That doesn't make me feel better.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a burst of healing. Like, it's got a...
I always pictured it as like a hypo, like from Star Trek. She brushes past and gives you a hypo. And...
What was the thing? Where Kirk's fighting Spock? A triox compound. It's a triox compound?
Sure.
I hope not. Right. That stuff is dangerous.
He just told them it was a triox compound.
So when she's boosted, she gives out 15,000 health.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, I know it's temp health, but man, that was useful earlier this week.
I bet.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I actually was using her for that specifically earlier in the week.
Sounds like brush pass is a fiver, and then I assume lights out is a fiver?
That's what I have.
You're not down with flotting?
No, because there's no... You got to either stop at 3, because at level 4 of Defilade... There's no change, and level 5 of Enfilade, there's no change, so you got to try to find a sweet spot in there, so you might as well hang out at 3, because Enfilading doesn't look like it's potent. If someone can explain to me how it's used appropriately, I'll try to get on board, but I'm going to say 5-3-5 until further notice.
I noticed I have her at the ever-popular 4-4-5.
Okay, equally fine.
Yeah.
I think Brush Pass is the winner. That other one stuns, though. Stunning seems to be somewhat valuable.
Yeah, I like the stun and a little bit of damage. It's a little bit of damage, but...
Right, and the accidental AP destruction. So, we'll say that. That's what's always sunny here in, Oh, no, where is this?
Zandar.
Yes.
Hey, Willie, I know you had today off because of the presidential...
day
whatever
of morning.
You call it, mass that they had on all day long on NBC this morning.
It wasn't... It wasn't confined to NBC, but okay.
Well, that was the only channel I had on.
All right.
So what do you got in that mailbag that you can tell us real quick on your day off?
So, yeah, luckily, I think Willie came in yesterday and delivered the mail early.
All right.
So we actually did get 2 pieces of actual mail of the electronic version. Xenon Sequitur said that just saw that 3-star Gambit is boosted. I'm aware of the general disdain for him, but just wanted to share this team. Gambit 355, Kamala Khan 535, and Hawkeye 355. You spam blue, fire black in case of emergency. You try and fire purple and green when able. And he says, promise that this team is way more effective than you think it would be. Gambit's charge tiles all over the place. Kamala Khan's purple creates board destruction that clean them up. Hawkeye's blue triggers the Kamala's healing. And countdowns are a bonus if they get to go off. And then you've got Gambit damaging allies as non-issue due to her heal as well. So, you know, Kamala Khan's healing all the time. He says his team has wiped the floor with wave nodes that even the likes of Carnage, Medusa, Nico have struggled with. I know that most people maintain their noses in the air posture, but anybody who tries this will be delighted. So if you're in 3-star land, Gambit, Kamala Khan, and Hawkeye, give it a try. Hey, Flynn's Arcade also sent an email and said, Bishop, Cable, whatever. Happy holidays to everyone. I miss...
Right, I got to interrupt. Speaking of which.
Okay.
So Cable's now dead, right? In Marvel Land?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Okay, so
now.
Cable just died. It just happened. It's a thing, right? The new X-Men comic has, brace yourself, another Summers kid from an alternate future. And I was like, mother... freaker. Like, so I haven't read it yet, so I don't, you know, but yeah, there's another Summer's Kid. I just picked it up today. Anyway, go ahead.
I still don't understand, but okay. Flynn says he missed joining live on Discord, but stupid daylight savings time. Arizona doesn't change while the rest of the nation does. So, yeah, stupid daylight savings.
Yes, we should not change. It's dumb.
He also says that he took the survey because Ian reminded him to do it. And he, too, asked D3 to slow down the pace of new character releases. I know it's your bread and butter, but the watered-down list of 4-star characters is getting a little overwhelming. One last tidbit. Ian and Ray letting Craig mix up Bishop with Cable for at least half the last episode was comedy gold. You're welcome.
Yeah, we're here to help.
Can't help helping. It's in our nature.
Starseed says... He mentioned a few podcasts ago, I don't think I included it, but that he thinks Ian is slowly slipping into dementia. He is proving me right every episode since.
All right. Ian is getting old. He's almost 25.
Almost. Parandiak says, I'm going to pull the trigger on spending the money for the costumes because why not? All right. New character Prowler is not Deadpool, Laysai. He is not Deadpool. I think what I said is he looks like Deadpool. I'll have to go back and listen, or somebody else. But until somebody corrects me, that's what I'm standing by. Bishop Stun is awesome until you get hit with him like Craig did by Cable.
Or Bishop, whoever.
He also said, pushing for Juggernaut is just something that everyone does in MPQ Facebook posts while pulling some guy named Mako Chan's leg, because every single post of his is asking for a UI rollback. I've started making a haiku about his pleas. I'm not familiar with this, but it sounds amusing. And he also had a comment on people movers. I walk on them, and like Ray, it lessens my anxiety. Get to the right if you're going to be a tourist and stare at the carpet.
Weird.
UNC Samurai? Said, Who Got Jubilee Pregnant is the title of the first Lifetime movie of the week ever worth watching. Jordan from Jersey said, Prowler, super awesome, really enjoying his abilities. Have you never seriously heard of him before? He's a longtime Spider-Man villain and long predates his modern prevalence as Miles' uncle. His inclusion makes me really want them to add Cardiac to the game since they're about the same tier of Spidey villain. Never been a huge fan of Spider-Man, so no, I seriously never heard of him before.
And I've never heard of Cardiac either.
That is true as well.
Yeah.
And D-Wing.
Can we just get Mysterio? Let's get some Spider-Man villains that I know who they are. Yes. Rhino, Electro. Man.
D-Wing said, after 169 episodes, is there any iconic SNL bit that has not been referenced yet? I think once Ray finally says, Craig, you ignorant slut, we will have reached peak saturation.
Yeah. We are from France.
Oh, there you go.
And we're done.
It's Johnny Switchblade Knife, you know. He's Johnny Switchblade Action Punk.
We've definitely referenced that previously.
It's just a bag of glass. I don't know. You know,
a bag of glass.
You know, it's fun. The kids love it.
You can see all sorts of colors through it. Hold up to the light.
It's science.
He also says, I agree with Ian that Wonka Match 3 is not fun. It survived less than a day on my phone.
I'm still playing it.
Apparently it's surviving a little longer here. Derek Bortles is a Good Place reference. And Freddy Fazbear was in response to a substandard pizza family fun place, is a Five Nights at Freddy's reference.
I know nothing of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, me either.
Nope.
I see those things advertised at, like, Walmart, and I have no idea what they are.
He also has a comment on the Praise to Old Glory clue from last week. He says, is it Pope John Paul II versus Flagman?
No.
Twomp the DJ said, hello, Tube Relievers, and welcome to episode 169, giggity, of the only podcast where a guy named Willie reads funny letters and two other guys who sometimes play a game called Marvel Puzzle Quest but now can't focus on this Match 3 game because they have become traitors to some other Match 3 game with Oompa Loompas, weird trees, and some new guy named Willy in a funny hat. How's that for a run-on sentence? And finally, FAHQ says, Domino, some character reviews. Domino, she makes black slightly less effective than Cloak and Dagger, but pairs well with them to make board shake and damaging board clears for 9 red. Recommend getting her. Also, Bishop makes blue very well if you can keep him out front. His red passive is also great if you can keep him out front. Highly recommend getting him, even though not a lot of heavy hitters who use blue. I would like to point out Yondu uses blue, so you can use him with him. And number 3, Prowler is a character in this game. Only good config I could find was with Carnage and Kraven, and that was really, really slow. Tried Prowler with Kitty and Carnage, and that was equally slow. Do not recommend unless you like challenging or creative setups. I've been enjoying Prowler, but I don't have, like, I've got like 4 covers, so it's not incredibly useful, but I like the, it's steel. It's fortify then steel function. I think that's pretty cool. But in any case, that is it. After all that, the mailbag, she is empty.
Yeah, use that as that headlight to look at like that cube of jello or whatever he's holding in his hand. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Thanks, Willy. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
I thought he was asleep there. I'm like, this is just going to be a big, long pause.
And we just want to, what? Where? No, I'm good.
And we just want to pump
you up.
Wow. Sorry. That was amazing.
Oh, all right.
Mystify.
Onward to the infographic. Let's see what I can tell you about
who's boosted. Soldier.
3-star. Boosted. Bullseye. He's pretty cool. His pretty purple tile-throwing ability should be doing more damage, which should mean that he'll have a better chance of killing his opponents, which means he'll have a better chance of activating his black and become increasingly more effective. Please use Bullseye more often. Captain Marvel. Oh, I think I'll red blast you for some damage. Might do some more. I don't know. The 3-star one's just an empty shell of her 4-star counterpart.
Yeah.
But now, if you want to do some damage with some red, Cyclops is boosted. That's a good ability. It's fairly priced. Slices through the board, kills your opponents, and if they're still around, the ridiculous amount of damage his boosted black full blast power should do should really get the job done. Gambit's boosted. I feel like someone just mentioned him in the mailbag. I was only half there, so this might be a good time to test out that team that he mentioned, which I also definitely remember. And then Iron Man, the world famous battery man, is boosted. If you're everybody else, it really won't help you because only his yellow gets used. But if you do use him and not pair him with someone or the other two people have died, his AoE should be even more useful. And he gets a good amount of damage out of his red, too.
He really
does.
Give
that a go.
Yeah.
He does. And boosted, it should be good. Now, let's talk about, you guessed it, everybody's favorite Safari Joe.
Safari Joe does it again.
So, Kraven is boosted. We're moved on to the 4-stars. I feel like I just went over him. Must have been in Featured Character of the Week, because I was like, I have no idea what this guy does. And then we went through his abilities, and I was like, wow, he is as bad as everybody. Everybody gives him flack.
4-star Bagman. That's my favorite comment in the infographic.
His flack should do more damage? That's about it.
I don't know
what else you would see. Mockingbird. She's boosted. Ugh. People who have her are excited by this because her red does too much damage and her red boosted does even more than that. So that'll be good fun. You'll be able to knock a lot of people out with one shot.
Yeah, I don't remember how much damage she does boosted, but I'm eager to be reminded.
Okay.
It'll be a truckload.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shuri. She's boosted.
Don't call her Shuri.
Yeah, I feel like She does more tile fortifying and management than she does damage, so being boosted. I mean, maybe the tiles that she... Does she make tiles, or does she just fortify them? She probably makes some. She seems like someone, and she does a little bit of damage with her Black Panther cannons that she has on her arm. So you'll see some increased benefit from that. Star-Lord, boosted. Again, he the recently reworked four-star Star-Lord, his yellow... Which causes... Does he reduce your AP cost? Or does he increase their AP cost? Which one is he and which one is Peggy?
He reduces AP cost.
Okay. She's a cost increaser. He's a cost reducer.
Exactly.
So that's great. He's good with everybody. He fires off countdown tiles. They eventually do damage. They'll do a little bit more damage.
Oh,
he's better than I make him sound.
His red, though,
mm-hmm.
his red punch you in the face will be
yeah.
pretty decent.
Pretty excellent. All
yeah.
right. And, Craig's personal favorite, War Machine, boosted. He throws out a lot of countdown tiles. They will
Don't
also
worry.
Eventually do some damage.
That machine gun is coming for you any second now. Any second now.
It takes a while to spin up.
Ugh,
it's belt fed. It's slow. It's one of those old-timey ones with the cranks on the side.
Mm.
So you'll get some more damage out of his blue, more damage out of his red. I think green also. I think it does damage all around, so... Go give Rhodey a try. He's good. All right. Let me get plugged into this here UNC Samurai feller. He plays this game. He'll try to tell you how to play it more.
I don't know that I believe him this week, but go ahead.
Okay. I think he's just trying to work within the parameters of who's boosted.
Sure.
And try to give you something to go off of. Because even though Medusa isn't boosted, she is recommended in team number one, which is Kraven, Shuri, and Medusa. So that relies on Medusa healing Shuri, and that makes more fortified tiles. I don't know what what Kraven gets out of this, but he's there.
I get it
and
now.
And he's boosted.
I get it. The paragraph there that he describes as symbiote tiles, because Venom Bomb is coming up, and symbiotes drop just all the special tiles. And Kraven will reduce them to nothing.
Oh.
So
All right.
I understand why he's playing with them. I get it now.
All right. Or you could try teaming Kraven with Star-Lord and Mockingbird. I assume that Kraven and Star-Lord will do things passively and then Mockingbird will use her red and the game will end. But let's see what he's actually supposed to do. Apparently Star-Lord, you're going to overwrite the enemy tiles with that. And then you're going to use Mockingbird to blow stuff up.
Yep.
She's real good at that.
Mm-hmm.
She blows that up real good.
And again, you're going to use Kraven to defend you from symbiotes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it now. Kraven is really good at just making your special tiles useless for the enemy, so yeah.
Is he? Is he really good?
He is. It's way better than you think.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to... Fortify?
Mystify.
Nope, Mystify.
Nope.
I'm always one off. They're boosted, and I thought it would fortify them, but no, it's
no,
not.
No, he's
mystified by my ignorance.
Yes.
Yes.
However, mystify. Right now, in the Ray and Ian support corner, brought to you by Fortify. Ray, tell me about an in-game support.
I am going to. Hi, I'm Ray.
Hello, Ray.
So this week, in-game support, I'm going to be talking about the Wasp Gauntlets, Pym Blasters. I'm surprised I haven't covered these before. They're pretty obvious. You put them on a Wasp. Rank 1. The blue match damage for the character is increased by 21. Slowly works its way up to 398. All right, she needs blue. That's good. Rank 3. When supported characters healed, they heal an extra 247 health. A max level, 1568. I don't know how often her healing goes off. I have barely used her, so I'm not really sure. But that could be useful. And rank 5, at 5 stars, when you make a match, when the supported character makes a match, there is an 8% chance to fortify a friendly special tile. And that chance goes up to 50%. So half the time you're making a match with her, you can fortify a special tile. And... when you put this on Wasp, Hope Van Dyne, specifically, when she makes a match 5, there is a 20% chance that she will create a swarm tile. And if you remember, swarm tiles are important for her. That chance goes up to a 67% chance at top level. Doesn't sound like a fantastic support, but it's got some stuff that definitely is useful for her. You can put it on any hero, although it really seems most useful on Hope Van Dyne. So I don't know what else you'd be using on her. So throw some gauntlets on her and see how it works out. Again,
the problem with that is you would have to use Hope Van Dyne, and who wants to do that?
I actually have been, so
really?
A little bit. She's just a third character that I throw on that I don't care about that much, but I've been using her with, you know, five-star Thanos. She can take some of his damage before, you know, she has to sit on the sidelines for a while. All right, maybe saying using her isn't really accurate since...
You've been adding her to your team.
Exactly. But in any case, there you go. Wasp gauntlets. Put them on Wasp. That's pretty straightforward. Ian, do you have something for the group?
Sure. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig, are you looking to do some decorating? Maybe Maybe spruce up your walls a little bit?
Remind me to tell you what I just put on my walls, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a better way. Do you, in fact, own zero tools and have no idea how walls work?
That could be me.
Let me recommend to you the Hercules hook by Billy Mays.
Hercules!
Or formerly by Billy Mays, and now by probably some other guy. So
that guy who was in the Billy Mays commercials.
Yeah, so this is a device that is a hook on one side, and then it's a big arcing pointy bit that you jam through your stud-free drywall and up through the back of your wall, and it claims that it will support Billy Mays if you need to hang him from your wall. In actuality, I would say that these are good. Not as good as they claim, but you can trust them up to around 50 pounds.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. For jamming a hook into a stud-free portion of your drywall and hoping that it will support weight, it genuinely does. I would not hang a human being or something of great value from it, but it gives you a lot of opportunities to... you know, hang things on your wall where you normally would not. So if you need some support and you've not already decorated your walls like Craig has, try Hercules hook.
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah. Thanks, Fortify.
Fortify. There you go. So I bought myself one of those, like, you know, like fathead kind of stickers. Except it's just the Mach 5 really large. So I have that on my wall now. It's a really big Speed Racer Mach 5 decal on my wall.
Where?
Yeah.
Could you be more specific?
Downstairs in the game room.
Okay.
Anytime you're sitting out the dining room table. Yes. If you're sitting downstairs in the dining room, you'll now have to look at my giant wall decal of Speed Racer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Samurai cracked me up. He said, quote, "I would not hang a human being," end quote. Ian is now disqualified from running for Senate in Mississippi.
You know, my father hung me on a hook once.
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 If that's the thing that keeps me out of the Senate, I will be stunned. There's a laundry list of things they're going to dig up when I run for public office.
Most of them are okay.
We'll see. We will see.
Ian, this is the Senate. You take your girlfriend and drown her in a river and no one cares.
Hey.
That happened 50 years ago and nobody cared.
Nah, I'm not a Kennedy. Come on, dude. I'm only like a third Irish.
All right, let's open up some tokens.
Cool.
Do you have Ian, do you have your game open?
I do, and it has finished all three updates. So now Woo! I'm going to... I'm still going to go last because I still need to launch the game. But I'm ready. I'll be ready in mere moments.
All right. I'm going to click on the Summer's Guy eyeball. It gives me a sad little 4-star of Thunderbolt Ross.
Oh.
Seeing red. That gets him up to level 294.
So I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest when I do play it in the presence of my son. And he is a fan of the Hulk. His he was absolutely blown away to discover that there were multiple Hulks. He was like, there's a red one and a girl one? I was like, yeah, tons of Hulks. I was like, there's a totally awesome one. There's a change it into the Hulk eventually one. He's like, yeah, oh, you got to make a team with just all Hulks. I was like, I'm only allowed three on a team, buddy.
Right.
Sure,
do
I'll
it, Doug.
Go.
Darn tootin' you will.
All right, so I'm going to poke him in this electric eyeball. It didn't work as well. It's a 4-star. It is Gamorpha. Gamorpha. So that'll raise her up a little bit. Let me see what that... 313 is her level. And that got me a little bit of ISO. All right, there you go. That's it.
All right, I'll give the cybernetic eye a try as well. Sweet, it's a 4-star. And it's... Oh, Rai Will-I-Ams.
Rai Will-I-Ams?
Yep, she's got remote control gauntlets. I don't know what level that'll take her to, but it'll boost her a level. She's one of my brave champions.
I don't know what's going on with this game, but I now have 4 4-stars that are at level 313. They're all tied for second place on my 4-star roster. Coulson is at 319. He's 6 levels above everyone else. They love giving me Coulson.
He's a good guy.
He is.
He's got that big role in that new movie.
There's a new movie?
He's in the Captain Marvel movie.
Oh. I did see a trailer for that, but I did not notice anything happening in it.
Yeah, he was alive back then, so.
Back when? I don't understand anything about Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel happens in the 80s for the most part, I believe, or late 90s. I don't know. Something, somewhere in there.
Earlier, when Phil was alive.
Somewhere in the past.
Right. When he was a younger man.
Yeah.
I see.
Before he went to Tahiti.
Right.
It's a magical place.
Although that is a magical place, yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. That was opening of the tokens brought to you by this guy.
This guy. Dean, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, I'll tell you. It's a lot of good stuff. Mostly wrestling, but it's good anyway. You can check it out at the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. Is Tumblr still a thing?
Not for much longer.
Okay. So, soontobenamednetwork.com. Ignore the other part. Or, if you would like a direct link to any of the shows, I believe they're available on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check out a complete archive of all shows, living and dead, on the podcast network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
Anything else for the good of the order that you would like to bring up?
Nay.
Nope.
All right, then. As always, thanks for everybody for joining in on the show. We always appreciate you being here. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the website. Comment suggestions, leave them there. Leave them on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. You can click on the Amazon banner for Christmas, buy yourself something, we get some kickback. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and check that out. And you remember that when we had that thing for the Wolverine podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand that is now free to listen to. You don't have to be a Stitcher Prime person. And they're also converting it into a comic book.
Ooh. Oh, my.
So if you're into that Wolverine Longest Night, something like that.
Yep.
It was something along those lines. Check that out. So that's all we got. Goodbye now. And remember, kids, take me on a magical bicycle built for two. Good night, everybody.
I like being surprised by these. Good night.
Bye, friends.